back to the LifePoint DriveCast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us on the DriveCast today. Hey, recently, I was reading in Psalm 28, just in some personal time, and Psalm 28, written by David, says this: "To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy, as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place." I think it's significant that David uses the phrase, "for if you remain silent." It suggests that it feels as though God has been silent. And I think a lot of times we find ourselves in a similar season where it feels like, God, are you silent? What are you doing? Why can't I hear you? Why can't I see you? Why aren't you answering my prayer? James promised that the prayer of the righteous is powerful, and we know that in Christ we are the righteousness of God. Why, God, are you not answering my prayer? And in this, I want to encourage us and remind us that it is appropriate and it is biblical to be honest with God in how it is we're feeling. David here does not conceal or try to diminish his honest feelings toward God in this moment. He's saying, don't remain silent, because if you do, I'm going to go down in absolute misery. I'm calling for help from you. I lift my hands to you. Like, please, God, help me. And then, praise the Lord, things take a turn. Literally, David says this in verse 6, "Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is my strength. He is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever." In this, then, I want to point us toward, if you're in a particularly difficult season, it seems like, of long suffering, where it seems and feels as though God isn't answering, be reminded that God has ultimately heard our cry for mercy. I think sometimes, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago on Sunday morning, what can happen is when we don't feel like God is answering one prayer, it so overshadows every other prayer that he has answered. It's like when my five-year-old has a fantastic day. You know, we have a soccer game, we play together, we go outside, we go to a birthday party, there's cake, there's ice cream, like, what a day. And then we get home and he realizes, man, the Lego that I was carrying around in my pocket, the head popped off and has fallen out somewhere. And that wonderful day that has been filled with awesome things suddenly turns, according to him, into literally the worst day of my life. Like, he says, this is the worst day ever because one thing didn't happen. And in that, I don't want to make light of feeling as though prayers have not been answered. That's not my goal here. But I think sometime what can happen is the unanswered prayer so overshadows the prayers that have been answered, the good things that God has given us. And I think in the midst of the waiting, in the midst of a season of difficulty, in the midst of a season of pain, we need to be reminded that God has ultimately answered our prayer in Christ, in offering and extending to us salvation, that he desires for us to know him, to love him, that he desires for us to walk in the good works that he has set before us to walk into. And so in that, I want to encourage us in this Thanksgiving season, coming out of Thanksgiving last week, just to have hearts of gratitude, that we don't know why God hasn't answered that prayer. But we also do know that he's absolutely faithful, and his saying no in one area doesn't mean he hasn't given an infinite number of yeses in so many other areas in our life. And would we not allow the pain of that no to overshadow the grace upon grace that he has extended to us? So with that in mind, I want to lead us into a time of prayer this morning. I do want to say thanks so much for joining us on the DriveCast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, we thank you for your word. And I ask today for those of us who are really struggling in a season of waiting, would we, like David, not conceal our feelings from you? Would we cry out and say, how long must we wait? How long will you remain silent? Like, I'm going to perish here if I remain silent. Would you answer prayers, Lord, and not remain silent? I mean, would you do that and reveal your power and reveal your glory, Lord? I ask that you would do that. I also ask, Lord, that you would help us to see that you have ultimately answered our greatest need in the salvation of our souls. Jesus, you lived for us, died for us, and offer us a new life to live. And so in the midst of a no or in the midst of a season of no's, remind us in the ultimate yes that has been ours and is ours in Christ Jesus. Jesus, it's in your name that we pray and ask these things. Amen.